The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. Hello, hello, welcome back. Today will be a different type of episode. Instead of hearing only my voice today, you'll be hearing two voices. You'll be hearing mine and Del Aracho. Today's topic will be about having creative outlets and how it helps you escape reality. Del Aracho, she is currently a middle school teacher at my local middle school, but at night she's a poet. She has two new books out today. But on this episode today, we'll only be talking about her first book, Genesis. Genesis is a 22-poem book that goes into the topics of love and heartaches. Isn't this poetry book perfect for me since this whole podcast is about my broken love life? Well, let's get right into it. Hello, hello. Thank you for taking your time out of your day to come sit and have this conversation with me.
Yeah, of course.
So, from my understanding, you were born and raised in the Philippines and have moved to California. I know you moved at a young age, so tell me about what was going through your head during that process.
I honestly didn't understand a lot of it. It kind of just felt like a vacation at first. Like the first 2 weeks, for sure, I remember thinking, oh, we're just going to go back home. Like this isn't permanent. Yeah, but then, yeah, it all became real. Like, we just had our 16th year anniversary on like the other day of being here in America. And yeah, 16 years, obviously a lot of things happen and a lot of things change with, you know, within me. I just feel like my life would have been so different if I had stayed there, and like compared to my life now, like my life here is definitely more free. More opportunities, and like I'm able to do what I want to do without having to worry a lot about like financial, I guess. Like,
yeah,
it's not that hard comparing to there. I would assume, because over there I feel like we weren't rich, we weren't poor, we weren't famous. So, like, how do you do the things that I do now here? I mean, over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I think life is definitely different. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely?
Definitely, yeah.
So, I've seen your book, Genesis, was about health and love and, like, heartaches. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to write that book?
Okay, so, actually, Genesis is the second part of my first book that I wrote, which is titled If His Name Is a Book in the Bible, Watch Out, Sis. And so I decided to release Genesis first, even though it was the second one that I wrote, because I knew that the first book is like super heavy. And I wanted to ease in people into, yeah, to the beginning of it all. And most of those poems are actually poems that I wrote for this poetry contest online that I joined. And well, the contest is supposed to be, if you get chosen as like the top 20 or something, they would publish your small book, those poems. But I figured, well, why do I have to wait on them to publish it? You know, I'm gonna publish my own book anyway. Like, I might as well publish these poems myself. Like, I don't have to wait on anyone. Yeah, I don't have to wait on anyone. And yeah, so Genesis was inspired by two people that I talked about in my first book. Oh, well, in my initial book.
So, and are those two people like, what are they?
they were once a part of my life and like part of my crazy half of the year last year.
Uh-huh.
Like retrospective, it was just like, wow, I can't believe all those things happened to me. Like, you know, I had my own achievements and like new jobs, new projects. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, these people, those two people were part of my life then. So it was just like a weird thought, like how all these great things was happening, but the other part of my life, aka my love life, didn't work out. Like, yeah, I mean, of course it would have been nice for those to work out and, you know, like for all these good things happening to me at the same time. Like, it kind of felt like, wow, everything's finally falling into place. But, you know, I think it's just people are just meant to come into your life to really show you your self-worth and like what really you like, what are the things that you value in your life, and like, yeah, your likes and dislikes, your boundaries, your expectations, all of that.
So we're on a topic of heartbreaks, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your first heartbreak and how did you overcome it eventually? How did like it help you grow into the person you are today?
I feel like my whole life I've had like minor heartbreaks, like all throughout. Like, I've never had a boyfriend or like anyone that I've been official with. But, you know, I've had a lot of crushes and like guys that I've talked to that didn't work out. But even if I haven't been in an actual relationship, the last one that I had still definitely felt like the worst heartbreak, because it changed my life. Like, it changed the person that I thought I was. And, you know, at that time I had a lot of self-doubt. Like, I went through a whole phase of like really doubting myself and like doubting my beliefs, like faith-wise and like moral-wise, like in myself. So there was a lot of growing up within that heartache, that heartbreak. Mm-hmm. So yeah, even if honestly it sucks to have to say that I had to go through that heartache, because I mean, without giving too much context into my book, no one should have had to gone through that type of heartache that I did. Mm-hmm. And that sucks, obviously, but for me, I was able to turn it into something positive in my life. And I believe that's because of, you know, the type of person that I am, my beliefs, my faith, and yeah, like how strong I am as a person. It just made me realize that.
So, not gonna lie, I've been stalking your Instagram lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that you have a lot of hobbies, from photography to becoming an author now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a limit to how many creative outlets you have? If so, how many can you say?
Oh, I don't think so. Not at all. Like, I didn't even think like any of this is possible to do at the same time. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, I've definitely limited myself to like what I can do or like what I think I'm capable of doing. So yeah, no, there's no limit. I mean, sky's the limit. You know, literally, I don't think I've ever believed that more than now.
I agree. So how did you come from being a photographer to being an author and working behind scenes of like local movies that you mm-hmm. help produce? How did you get into that?
Well, I think my main basis, like looking back in my childhood, has always been writing, like storytelling. So I've always loved that. And it was actually my dream as when I was younger to become an author, but I wasn't sure how to do that, or like I wasn't, you know, like it was just a dream. I wasn't really solid on like a plan. So the storytelling and the writing kind of came into like filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of made sense for me to tell a story through pictures, through film, you know. So that's kind of how I got into filmmaking. And then of course when you learn about cameras and ISO and like aperture and color grading, all of that, editing, once you get into that world, it's kind of just similar. Like, you know, you can, once you have a skill in one area, you can kind of apply it to all of those creative areas as well. So it kind of made sense to me that I would be interested into telling a story through a picture, mm-hmm. through a movie, through a story. Like, that's always been my interest of telling stories, telling my story, and becoming an author of two poetry books has definitely made the storytelling more about me, instead of, you know, when you're shooting a movie, there's a script, there's a story that someone else has written. When you're shooting the movies, like being behind the scene, it's hard to relate to the story itself because you're so stuck behind working in the background. Like how can you help everyone do their job? Like, you know, you're talking about coffee runs, meals, and even like financial, like the production side of it, like the social media. Like, I feel like you get stuck in that field for a while, especially when you're starting out, that it's hard to really focus on the narrative. But being an author, I felt like I really am working by myself, mm-hmm. and like I can talk about anything. And of course I decided to talk about myself, like what they say, write what you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wrote about myself and my experience.
That's what I'm doing. I talk about what I know.
Exactly. Yeah, you talk about what you know. Like, who else knows you better than you, really?
Exactly. No one can tell you anything, what you can and cannot do, mm-hmm. because you're in full control of what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Understandable, girl boss. Working independently.
Yeah.
Well, that is all for today. Do you have any parting words you want to tell of my friends?
Well, I think a message that I want to tell people my age or even younger is that, honestly, life gets better. Like, you might think that this one thing that you're going through is so hard, you know, and like you're never going to get through it. Honestly, just take it one day at a time, because you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Mm-hmm. And no one else is going to look out for you other than yourself. Honestly, just keep loving yourself, and yeah, things will look up. Honestly, it will.
Thank you for your time. And I'll see you guys next week.
On next week's episode, we'll be talking about controlling our peace. Your peace, my peace, everyone's peace. There'll be a special guest with me, so I'll see you guys next week. Bye.